Okay, we're going to go to Kina Chafei to say Kina on the Crusades. Terrible tragedies of the numerous Crusades that took place. And as with many things, it's not something that we're aware of. It's sort of off our radar screen. And at least once a year, we come back to remember the story of G'dayli Ashkenaz, of the entire Ashkenazi community for centuries. A sort of akdama, I'd like to point out to you the chain of Messiah that we have. All of us, and most of us, have had the opportunity to learn Gemara with Rishayim. Almost all of the Rishayim are Sfardim, come from the Sfardic countries. Certainly the Rif and the Rambam, and the Ramban and the Rajba, and the Ritva, and the Ra'ah, and the Ran, and the Muki Yosef. Virtually all of the Rishayim that we learn are from the Sfardic communities, with the exception of Rashi and the Balei Tosfos, almost the only exception to that. The Rosh, who was in Ashkenaz, ran away during the oppressions, ran away to Sfarad. He spent half his life, the first half of his life in Ashkenaz, and the second half of his life in Spain, among the Sfarad countries. There are virtually no Rishayim, except, as I said, Rashi and the Balei Tosfos, who are in France. Now, actually, France was not the main Mokum Torah in the Ashkenazic world in those generations. When Rashi grew up, Rashi was sent to Germany to learn. They have the Beis Medrash Shel Rashi in Germany. You wonder, Rashi lived in France. Why did they have a Beis Medrash Shel Rashi in Germany? Because Rashi spent his formative years, his learning years in Germany. And only later, moved back to France, where he raised his family and the Balei Tosfos. The reason that all the Rishayim that we have, Shemipi Amenim Chaim, are from the G'dayli Sfarad, there's a reason for that. As a matter of fact, if you jump to the Achrayim, you'll see that virtually all of them are B'nai Ashkenaz, and almost none are from Sfarad, the reverse. As you go until the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef quotes, they're all Sfaradim, except for Rashi and the Balei Tosfos. You go after the Beis Yosef, and so who is there? The Magen Avraham. You take a Shulchan Aruch. Everyone's from B'nai Ashkenaz, every single Mefarish. The Magen Avraham, and the Taz, and the Shach, and the Chalkas Mechaikak, and the Beis Shmuel, and the Gra, Pesachei Tshuva. Every Mefarish, the Be'er HaGaila, they're all Ashkenazim in the first 2 centuries of Achrayim. There's a reason for all this, and it has to do with the history of Klal Yisrael. During the period of the Rishayim, it was a relatively good time in Spain. They call it the golden era of Spain, which if we lived in that golden era, we would think it's not so wonderful. But for the most part, the Jews, although they were second-class citizens in Spain, but nevertheless, they were allowed to practice not only religion, but to have parnasa and to function in the countries that the B'nai Sfarad come from. And during that period of time, they had relative peace. In Ashkenaz, it wasn't so. In Ashkenaz, the crusaders who came on different waves of crusades, sweeping across Europe, heading towards the Holy Land, towards Eretz Yisrael, destroyed communities, especially in Germany. And there were countless G'dayli Olam, people whose names we don't even know, whose lives were snuffed out, whose writings were destroyed. We have no remnant, no zecher from people undoubtedly on the level of the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ritva, who were at that time in these countries. And so with the exception of Rashi and the Balei Tosfos, they were destroyed during the Crusades. The reverse, of course, happened after the Gaulis of Spain, and then later the Gaulis of Portugal, where the Sephardic Gedolim were on the run, and the Ashkenazic world had a respite. And that's why during the early period of the Achrayim, we have almost nothing from the G'dayli Sfarad. The G'dayli Sfarad were all in exile, running for their lives, uprooted from one place to another. And it was then the Ashkenazi communities that saw peace and that had their the Gedolim established and become the Paiskim for Klal Yisrael. So in a historical context, here the Crusades, we're not talking about an incident that happened, a Holocaust that happened. We're talking about a major change in Ashkenazic Jewry, erasing generations, centuries of Jewish life in the Ashkenazic countries, which took place. And it's important to remind ourselves, at least once a year, that this all happened at the hands of the Christians, under the protection of the Christian religion, the Christian Pope, and that the Catholic doctrine is not at all friendly to the Jewish people, despite the fact that in today's century they have, so to speak, become more civilized. But the hatred for Klal Yisrael is there. There's an undercurrent of hatred that's been there throughout, in our lifetimes too. The Vatican recognized the state of Israel only after Egypt and Jordan did. That tells you something about their love for Klal Yisrael. The Pope recently made some moves on behalf of the Palestinians. The Pope really doesn't care much about the Palestinians. They're not joining his religion anyway. But it's an effort again to let the undercurrent of disfavor, or maybe you could use the word hatred, for the Jewish people, to let it come to fore in a way which is disguised, as it's disguised, anti-Semitism is generally disguised in our generation, as something else. Remind ourselves of this here in this kinnah. The Crusaders came because the Holy Land was under the control of the Muslims. And the Muslim community controlled, the Turkish Sultan controlled Eretz Yisrael, and the Pope declared a holy war for people to go and liberate the Holy Land. Now, if the Pope says to go and liberate the Holy Land, who's going? Not people who have good businesses where they are and are settled people. Who's going are the drunks and the people who have nothing, the Bowery section of humanity. And those are the people that jumped on their horses. And the Pope said that if they're going to free the Holy Land, whatever they do on the way is forgiven. And that's what they did on the way. They plundered, they destroyed. And in the war between the Christians and the Muslims, the Jews are the ones who suffered the most. Whole communities, great communities, were wiped out. The Gedolei Yisrael were destroyed. And it's something which is, it's history. It's somehow not on our radar screen. I remember taking my children when they were younger to the library, to the children's library here on King's Highway on the second floor. They used to have books in libraries. They recently redid the library, and all I could see is they used to have bookcases to the ceiling. Now the bookcases are about this high, and the kids apparently don't read books like they used to. And there in the children's section, there was a book about the glory of Richard the Lionhearted. And I was actually quite surprised that they have a book about Richard the Lionhearted. I mentioned it to someone, they were from Yadir, and he didn't know what in the world I was talking about. Because Richard the Lionhearted was one of the most prolific murderers of his generation during the Crusades, and his sword, and through his gangs, died whole communities. He cut open pregnant women. Terrible, horrible things that he did. I didn't read the book. I doubt it has a picture of him cutting open such a person. But it's basically what he did under the guise of religion. Now, they never actually succeeded in freeing the Holy Land from anybody. But on the way, there was great destruction for the Jewish communities. And those are the Crusades. There were Crusades. There were numerous Crusades, none as terrible as the first. But other Crusades which followed. And that's what we remember here. We remember specifically three communities in Germany which were destroyed. The beginning is very general, but afterwards, Vavapa Yizlu Mayim Dema Lahagira, in the art scroll on page 270, well, it depends with which nusuk, which if you have Svider Ashkenaz, but it's 274 in the Ashkenaz. There, Vavapa Yizlu Mayim Dema Lahagira, V'kaini mar alei haruge ashpira. Ashpira is the German city of Speyer, from where the name Shapiro comes from, people that came from Speyer. And that community, the haruge ashpira, basheini in the second month, b'shmeina bay, b'yayim argaya hukra. As you know, we say avarachamim during Svira, because the months of Iyar and Sivan were months of destruction, and therefore Bashayda happened in the second month, and we just talk about Spire. If you go to the next set of stanzas, Bamar Yagaini Vaatz B'yelo Achbira Kusakaydish Harigasam Hayyam B'zachra Kahar Varmaiza. There we talk about the city of worms, Bechuno, Bechura, such an excellent city of Gedalei Taira, Ga'ina Yeretz, Unikiei Tahara. The city of Worms was actually destroyed twice. It was destroyed by the Crusaders, and then again at a later crusade. And they were destroyed in the 23rd of Chodesh Ziv of the month of Iyar, the Tahara. And Chodesh Ziv is Iyar, and Chodesh Hashlishi is Sivan. So once they were destroyed in the month of Iyar, and once in the month of Sivan, Yikriyas Halel on Rosh Chodesh, as they said, Halel L'Shayrura. The third community is Valadire Kal Magensa, the city of Mainz, Hahadura, the beautiful city, Minisharim Kalu Marios is Gabra, Shlimu Nafshal Meyuchat Shem Hanayra, Valeim Zaka Shever Ashara, and on them, a cry of Shever, of brokenness, I will set forth, Ashtei Migdasha Yisaydam Kayem Urara. We put together, we see the Crusades, the Holocaust, all as one theme of experience of the Galus, and therefore this is the day that we say the Kina. When Gedolei Yisrael were approached about making a separate Yom HaShoah, they quoted from this Kina, where similarly they wanted to make a separate Yom HaShoah for the Crusades. And the response was, "Chi ein lahaysif mayed shever v'saveira, vein lahagdim zulasi la'achra, tachkana yom lavisi ha'era." That there's no, we don't make a separate day to mention our mourning, except for this day of Tisha B'Av, where we arouse our sadness about our experience, and therefore it belongs here as well. So this is the kina on the tragedy of the Crusades, which is part of the theme of Tisha B'Av. Bitte bei Schmaier.